One fall day, a girl named Persephone went for a walk in the fields near her home. She was a lively child, always off exploring some new meadow or forest, or playing happily in a cool stream. On this particular day, she decided to visit her favorite pomegranate tree. It had a spindly little trunk covered in thick brown bark and skinny little branches sticking out on all sides. More than once, the tree caught Persephone's clothing when she reached in to pick a pomegranate. But she never grew frustrated when she got tangled up, as that was just the nature of trees. Instead, she pulled her dress free and continued her quest for the sumptuous fruit. Persephone loved the taste of pomegranate. In fact, she loved the taste of all fruit. She supposed that it might be because her mother was Demeter, goddess of the harvest. Persephone knew how it sounded when she told the other children her mother was a goddess. But to her, it wasn't strange. The immortal life, complete with lightning bolts and ambrosia, was just another day for her. As goddess of the harvest, Demeter was the one who watched over all that grew. She kept many kinds of trees, along with tall, willowy grains and plenty of vines, which snaked across the ground. Persephone loved this verdant life. Orchards and fields were as normal to the girl as the hands on a clock. But along with abundance, she also knew scarcity. All things that grow must stop growing. All things that flower must also close and sleep, so they may bud anew. She understood that in order to thrive, her mother's plants sprouted from seedlings and grew tall and strong as the months progressed. Then they bore fruit and flowers, and finally settled down for a long rest before starting anew the next year. They couldn't be open and green all the time. Most plants lost their leaves and tucked up for winter. But Persephone had also seen those curious ones, which thrived in the colder months when all other things turned brown. They were few and far between, but she loved them all the more for it. Her pomegranate tree was one. It was the hardiest of winter fruit, bringing sweetness to the darkest season. This tree, and others like it, were akin to rubies in a field of straw. They blossomed where others would naturally wilt. She respected these special winter plants and wished very much to be as adaptable in her own life. Persephone thought about them as she made her way across the field. There, just ahead, on top of a small hill, was the pomegranate tree. It wasn't the biggest tree she kept, nor was it the most impressive to look at. But for Persephone, it was special.